Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 25. Te cha pitra samadishta tajasarge dhritavrata narayana sarojagmur Yatra siddhasva purvaja Techa pitra samadishta Prajasarge dhritavrata Narayana sarojagmur Yatra siddhasva purvaja Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, our Savior. In accordance with their father's order to beget children, the second group of sons also went to Narayana Saras, the same place where their brothers had previously attained perfection by following the instructions of Narada. Undertaking great vows of austerity, the Savalashvas remained at that holy place. Purport. Prajapati Daksha sent his second group of sons to the same place where his previous sons had attained perfection. He did not hesitate to send his second group of sons to the same place, although they too might become victims of Narada's instructions. According to the Vedic culture, one should be trained in spiritual understanding as a brahmachari before entering household life to beget children. This is the Vedic system. Thus, Prajapati Daksha sent his second group of sons for cultural improvement, despite the risk that because of the instructions of Narada, they might become as intelligent as their older brothers. As a dutiful father, he did not hesitate to allow his sons to receive cultural instructions concerning the perfection of life. He depended upon them to choose whether to return home back to Godhead or to rot in this material world in various species of life. In all circumstances, the duty of the father is to give cultural education to his sons, who must later decide which way to go. Responsible fathers should not hinder their sons who are making cultural advancement in association with the Krishna consciousness movement. This is not a father's duty. The duty of a father is to give his son complete freedom to make his choice about becoming a spiritually, to make his choice after becoming spiritually advanced by following the instructions of the spiritual master. This is the method of becoming spiritually advanced. One has to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. The foolish philosophy nowadays is you can be your own guru, invent your own method of self-realization, become realized. It's completely bogus. Krishna is Mukunda, the giver of liberation. So it's according to Krishna's rules. You can't invent your own system. Unless you think you're God, then you can do it. You can try to do whatever you want, you see. That's our argument for them. If you think you're God, then you can do anything you want. But the only problem is you're not really God. That's the problem. You may, as Bhagavatam says, vimukti maninath, liberation in the mind only. He's thinking he's liberated. Yes, I am God. He's thinking he's liberated. So if he's thinking he's liberated, then why would he need a guru if he's God? But the fact is we are not God, and the fact is we need guru, because God says we need guru. Tadvidi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastavadarshana. Guru is required. Of course, father, guru nasashat, father is natural guru also. It is the duty of the father to enlighten the son. But if he is not qualified to do so, then he should send his son to a bona fide spiritual master to enlighten him. If the father does not see to the liberation of his offspring, his sons, his daughters, then he is useless. What is the value of such fatherhood, of such parenthood, if the offspring are not delivered? From the same organ comes semina and urine. So, if one is not actually spiritually enlightened, if one does not take the Krishna consciousness, then he is simply urine. That's all. He's the urine of his father. So the father has to make sure that his offspring, they are all spiritually enlightened beings. That is the big problem today in the world society, Indian society, everywhere in the world. They want their children to become materially successful. Spiritual success, no. Material success, money, 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 money. That's what they want. But what good is this money? When was the last time you sat down and had a salad made out of rupee notes? Or a chapati made out of rupees? Can you get nourishment by eating rupees or dollars or pounds, British pounds? There's no nutritional value in eating money. So what is the value of this money? It is simply paper only. It is cheating business, actually. It's money. So-called money. Society is so bewildered. Everything. Money, 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 money. Completely bewildered. They've gone mad after this money, 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 money. Eko bahonam yo vidadati kama. That one supreme, he is giving the necessities. It does not come from your employer's paycheck. You're not getting your necessities from that. You see? Or if you're a businessman, it does not come from your profits. That is not where your maintenance is coming from. All the money in the world cannot manufacture one drop of water or one square inch of air to breathe. These are simply gifts of God. That's all. The factory is producing nuts and bolts. So can you eat the nuts and bolts? Of course, peanuts and cashews, those kind of nuts we can eat. But the metal kind of nuts, those we cannot digest. We cannot get any nutritional value by eating nuts and bolts, you see. If you go to the factory where they're doing big, big industrial thing, manufacturing automobiles, you see, ask for something to eat. Give me something from your factory to eat. They have nothing to give you. Big, big, huge operation. So much money coming in and out of that operation. Nothing there to sustain your life at all. Nothing. So we're putting all of our energy in our modern day society into things which do not actually even sustain our lives. You see? Just artificial demands for sense gratification. That's all. So is it any wonder that people are so miserable? Last night I was preaching at the Vrindavan base, and the boys told me that one of the top students at the IIT, you know, the ceiling fan, he hung himself from the fan, committed suicide by hanging from the fan. He put something around his neck, he tied it on the fan, and then he jumped off the chair or whatever, committed suicide hanging from the fan. A top student at IIT who was, you know, on the fast track to a successful career, a high-tech career, you see. These things don't satisfy us. It's simply greed. It is simply lust, you see. This material progress does not satisfy. Why? Because it is superficial, that's why. Superficial. When you go to take prasad, if you are very hungry and you go to take prasad, will you simply soak your chatter in the dal and get nourishment by soaking your chatter in the dal? No. You have to put the dal in your mouth, let it go to your stomach. You can't get nourishment by simply sticking your chatter in the bowl of dal. You cannot get nourishment by doing that. So we have a whole society that's simply sticking the chatter in the dal. That's all. This material body is chatter only. It is not you. This is not us. This material body is simply chatter. It is covering only of the body. I mean of the self, the spiritual self. This body is simply covering of the spiritual self. So whatever you may give to the body, it doesn't touch the self. It does not nourish the self. Therefore, the Vedic system is that you live as simply as possible so the balanced energy can go into high thinking, philosophy, bhakti. Plain living and high thinking, but they have reversed it, you see. High living and no thinking. You see, they want to have a big, they want to have an expensive, you know, 20 crore flat on some big high-rise apartment, you know. And no thinking, simply sense gratification, liquor, women, meat, tobacco, marijuana, cocaine, you know. Whatever is considered cool. They want to be on the cutting edge of what's considered cool for the, you know, the hip Bombayites or Mumbaiites, you see. But this is simply shrama eva yukevalam. It is useless labor. Because you're not touching the self. You're working so hard for something which you are not. To To be happy is such an easy thing. All you have to do is find out who you are. And then all you have to do is be who you are. Srila Prabhupada explains that someone who is Krishna conscious, he can simply sit peacefully anywhere and just be happy, just be realizing who he is. I am Krishna's eternal servant. He's my loving master. He's so wonderfully given me my existence so I can love him and reciprocate love with him. Devotee doesn't need anything. All he needs is to know who he is and who his master is. That's all. That's all he needs to be happy. Who am I and who is my master? What is my duty? You see? Doesn't need anything else. He can be a wealthy man, he can be a poor man, he can be an old man, a young man, a sick man, a healthy man, a woman. It doesn't matter, child. Simply by this one simple item known as Krishna consciousness, one can have everything happy in one's life. Simply by Krishna consciousness. And it's so easy to be Krishna conscious, actually. We usually find it difficult, but Prabhupada told us it was very easy. It's because of our cheating natures. The first time I met Prabhupada, this was in Golden Gate Park in 1971. And he gave a very nice lecture. The beginning of the Ratha Yatra parade. He was sitting on Subhadra Devi's cart, and the devotees gave a microphone there on the cart so he could give lecture to the beginning of the parade. Srila Prabhupada told us to become Krishna conscious is not difficult. It simply requires practice. He said every day you're drinking water. Once, twice, thrice, more than that every day. He said, if every time you drink water, if you simply remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, he said, immediately you become Krishna conscious. So is that difficult? You're drinking water? Does anybody here not drink water? Is there any one of you who does not drink water? Let's see a show of hands. Who doesn't drink water? Nobody's raising their hand. That means you're all drinking water. So now all you have to do, every time you drink water, you simply have to remember Krishna is the taste of the water. Ah, oh, very nice taste. You see? You simply have to remember Krishna is the taste of the water and immediately you become Krishna conscious. Is that difficult? No, not difficult. So actually it is not difficult to be Krishna conscious. If we follow Prabhupada's simple formula, every time you drink water, you remember Krishna is the taste of the water. Of course, you have to also chant your rounds, follow the principle. You can't do only that. Someone say, oh, I found a loophole. I can have illicit sex, I can eat meat, get intoxicated, you know, have a few girlfriends here and there. But all I have to do is remember Krishna when I drink water. No, we're not saying that. Now, strictly follow the regulator principles. Chant your rounds very nicely, as early as possible in the day. That's the insider secret. And always remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. This will make it easy to be Krishna conscious. Krishna is just waiting for us, you know that. He's waiting, waiting, waiting. When will he come back? When will she come back? When will this devotee come back to my abode? Do you realize how special you are to Krishna? Actually, every single jiva is as dear to Krishna. We can't even imagine how dear every single jiva is to Krishna. Just like a parent, every child is very, very dear to them because it's their child. So actually, every single jiva is very, very, very dear to Krishna. Krishna wants us to come back, Prabhupada says, much more than we want to go back. Krishna takes us more dearly than we take him, actually. Tell him to control himself in there. Is that the construction crew or something? Take it easy over there, having class. I remember how I was with Prabhupada in Atlanta. They have to stop that. Prabhupada would not allow any noise during the class. They should stop that noise. I don't know if you can do that, but I know how strict Prabhupada was. When we were in Atlanta in 1975, the temple, everything was completely quiet. Prabhupada was giving the lecture, but in the kitchen, Ramanath Sukhaprabhu was cutting the fruit for the morning offering. Cut, cut, cut. You know, cutting some bananas and apples and oranges. Prabhupada stopped the lecture. He said, "What is that sound?" Just a little cut in the cutting board in the kitchen. What would Prabhupada do if this, for that? Just a little tiny cut, cut. Prabhupada stopped it. So actually the class time should be very, very, very quiet so everyone can really go. I hear people even yelling there. Prabhupada would never allow this. Yelling going on. The class time has to be when we can deeply go into the Srimad Bhagavatam, the subtle nuances of the Bhagavatam. We can go very, very, very deeply into them. This is why Prabhupada wanted completely quiet during the Bhagavatam class. So we'll stop here and we'll ask if there's any questions. You have to speak up because I am hard of hearing. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for a good class. You are doing preaching in the net. This is what I have heard it. I would like to know that being in the household life, now problem is the children's, because in the schools and everywhere they have been given some projects. And because they have been given the projects, they have to go to the net to find out all the details and everything for the project. And
I can't hear all of it. You're saying, talking about the public schools?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even a devotee school also.
Devotee school.
Oh. Even they've been given some project to prepare it.
They make some
projects.
Projects. Oh, okay.
So now the children have to go to the net to find out all the details about that particular topic.
The lab? Oh, internet. Yeah,
so
dangerous place.
So that is what I wanted to know, that it is so dangerous that if you go to the internet, even we people also have to be very much careful that we don't get carried away with something nonsense. And the children will be definitely be getting attracted in the form of going to get more details. They might be getting trapped in those things.
There are special software programs you can get for children to access the internet. that block out pornography. You get special child protection software for your computer so the child will not have access and will be blocked from all kinds of things that children shouldn't see. But you have to train the children also so that they, if somehow in their life they do encounter, just like a John Meal. There was no internet then. He didn't need the internet to fall down. He just went off to gather firewood. And he saw the, you know, this sexually embraced Shudra couple in the forest, and it completely destroyed his Krishna consciousness. See, even before the internet, this problem existed. It's not just an internet problem. The internet makes it worse, that's all. It's more easily available right there in their own bedroom. But you have to train the children. You yourself have to become very, very pure in your Krishna consciousness and inspire the children by your own purity to understand that purity is where the real nectar is at. Sense gratification is not the nectar. Sense gratification is the poison. Purity, pure bhakti is the nectar. You have to have that conviction in your own heart and always be cultivating pure bhakti, and then your children will be inspired by you. They want to follow your footsteps. That's the key. The father and mother, they must become acharya for the children to inspire them by example. Yad yada charati shreshta stattareve tarojana siyat pramanam kurute lokastadhanavartate. You must inspire the children to follow in your footsteps by becoming exemplary Vaishnava. That's the real protection. Questions more? Any questions anywhere? So everybody already knows all the answers. Highly realized souls. Yes, you must be highly realized. I understand many of you are PhDs who gave up a technical career to be brahmacharis. Is that true? Or M-Techs at least? I they were telling me last night at the base that this whole crew of IIT students, like 12 of them, all became full-time brahmacharis here at the temple. They take the cream of the high-tech crop and make them. This is the ultimate high-tech, actually. You see. We gave a lecture last night at the Vrindavan base about what is the real meaning of high-tech. You see. This is real high-tech. You see. All this so-called high-tech, it is simply low-tech. This is high-tech. Krishna consciousness. This is ultimate tech. So there's nothing else, yes?
You are doing this email preaching. So how do you able to give so much time? Because it's not just talking, you have to converse through writing, things like that. So how you are able to give so much time for different individuals, like some. How do you do that also?
Well, it's a very simple thing. You just have to. It's my full-time service. That's all. Keeps me pretty busy. I'm a week behind right now on my emails. I'm wondering. In Vrindavan, I had 2 days that now I'm going to catch up. This is great. And then whammo, heavy sickness. And I was completely gone for 2 days. So now I'm a week behind in my correspondence. But, that's why you see the computer right here. And, you know, in the back of the taxi, on the back of the car coming from Juhu, I was doing emails. And going on the way back, I'll be doing emails in the back seat of the car. And so I just have to use every spare minute available to write my regular daily thoughts and weekly lessons and answer questions. I mean, Prabhupada was the master of time management. I'm nowhere compared to Prabhupada. Absolutely nowhere. But Prabhupada was amazing. He used the old adage, drops of water wear away the stone. So you just steadily work at something. And you don't give up. You just keep steadily plugging away at it, and you never let anything stop you. It's amazing what you can accomplish. Like Krishna's grace. The key is to be very steady. That's one factor that people like about the program that I'm doing, is that it's steady. It's been going on for almost 4 years now. Every day, the thought for the day comes, and they get regular answers for their emails. It just keeps coming. It's steady. It's not like a big splash, a big huge announcements, and big huge propaganda, and then a month later, nothing. What we're giving to the people is something they keep getting it, month after month, year after year. So that steadiness is... The real answer in one word is how the key is, from how we're able to do it is by being steady. That's all. So, we can stop here. We thank you all very much. Kandarad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON CHAPATI VAISHNAVAS KI JAI.